You're listening to the Whistle Pulse podcast with me, Laura Hanlon, keeping your finger on the pulse with all the local info you need to know. I've got you covered every weekday morning.
Woohoo! Good morning. A surprise 17 centimeters on the storm board. Let's go. Yeah, pushing 20 centimeters on the snow ruler overnight this morning. Oh, it's on again. And after it being so busy yesterday, yeah, we'll talk about that. I know you're going to get after it today. And you know what? I think it'll surprise a few people. Maybe it'll be a little quieter. Maybe people will be over the commute from the past few powder days, a little tired, maybe have a rest day. I'm hoping for it. And let's get this cracking so we can all get up there, because it's going to be another great day. Almost 20 centimeters gives us a base of 2.4 meters at Pig Alley. Yesterday was 1.53 meters, the base at the Catskin Weather Plot on Blackcomb. We've had pretty much 2 meters in the past 7 days. Unreal. That's why it's been so busy. Yeah, what? There must have been 30,000 people skiing yesterday. So temperatures today are cool again, which is going to be, yeah, of course, awesome. The snow quality is just so good. And we're going to have some pretty calm winds today. And as they're coming in from the northeast, we'll have air temperatures sticking around what they currently are. We're talking like minus 14 at the Horseman Hut, minus 11 at the Peak of Whistler. But in and around the Roundhouse Rendezvous, a chilly minus 12 and minus 14 respectively, with an alpine high of like minus 11 forecast with some snow showers. So some variable visibility, but light winds means the wind chill isn't going to be there. But oh boy, your extremities are going to feel it. So layer up today and be prepared that, of course, you warm up on the runs. And when you're waiting to get back after more power like everybody else, you are going to cool off. So layer up and oh boy, take snacks today because it's on. And for groomers, I'm loving that Tokum is back on the regular grooming report. Hey, such a great run and pitch. And that hasn't been groomed a lot this season, of course, at all. So Tokum is groomed today. Glissando, you name it, the usual culprits on Whistler as well as on Blackcomb too. I'm looking for a major standout, but Springboard is actually run of the day on Blackcomb today. And yeah, like I said, calm winds, but visibility wise, calm winds, they've been below 30 kilometers an hour for, over 12 hours. So nice light winds, and that's going to open up, bring us in some high pressure tomorrow and some great visibility. That's tomorrow. So hoping that we'll see a bit of an opening again today. And you do have a pretty high cloud bank and some good visibility, but pretty flat light until we see a bit more of an opening, but expect some gray kind of unsettled skies today. I'd take my low light lens. I'm gonna. And probably some sunscreen too. Some mixed conditions for Miracle March right now. But yeah, protect your skin from the cold as well as some UV rays today is my recommendation. And then for travel further afield, well, we still have a spore in effect, hey, a special public avalanche warning. And even though last night's bulletin at 4 p.m. says that we've got considerable danger for avalanches in alpine and tree line, I wouldn't be too surprised if we see that change, potentially rise on tomorrow's bulletin to high. Yeah, this is more snow than initially forecast for some forecasts. So while deep snow is easier to ride on steep slopes, reactivity and remote triggers continue in this terrain, is what the bulletin reads. So choose smaller, supported slopes with no overhead hazard and watch for the sun, particularly tomorrow for its solar impact. Because chatting with friends yesterday who were skiing in the Duffy, they heard and felt a really large whoomph when they were touring and left that terrain. They were super spooked. We've got a min report from Round Mountain, Paul's Ridge, just from 2 days ago as well, of a remote triggering, and a partial burial there. So it's a really, really reactive snowpack, and it is absolutely crucial that you ride with friends. And if you're doing terrain like Million Dollar and Kybers, taking your shovel and avi gear as well, and making sure that you're skiing parallel so you can help each other, because walking up the slope in deep snow can often take too long. So I know that's super spooky, but it is crucial right now. 2 meters of fresh, some unconsolidated snow, lots of warmthing and reactivity in our snowpack. You know I talked about that crown line and Corona Bowl the other day too, but lots of potential for natural triggering today too. Can't stress that enough. And especially with the sunshine due to come tomorrow, that we really do a lot of assessment and risk assessment for travel tomorrow. And on the long range, you're wondering, high pressure tomorrow, some clearer skies. It's going to be beautiful. And with some slightly higher freezing levels bringing coupled with some precip forecast for Friday and Saturday at this point. So we'll keep you posted on that. But yeah, no major accumulations forecast for midweek this week, which means we'll all be powder hunting for pockets. And in the valley, well, your road and valley weather report is brought to you by Bryce Morris, a Greg Gardner GM in Squamish. Give him a call if you're in the market for a vehicle for your next adventure in the sea to sky, because those roads yesterday are going to be famously talked about. But yeah, having worked at Mountain FM yesterday morning and seeing all the car parks fill up in record time. Yeah, Creekside, the upper lots, the entire day lots. That's a lot of volume. We're talking 30,000 people, you know, skiing yesterday. What with all the ski school programs too. Everybody from the lower mainland who has a pass coming up to get their share of the pow. And yesterday's exodus was remarkable for sure. And of course, brought slippery conditions, what with, you know, the slow roll out of town, that engine warming up the snow, the compact snow beneath, and making for some slippery conditions. But it's become quite farcical too, with just how many local BC transit buses have been getting into a lot of trouble, slipping out into ditches as well. Like, we're talking every day an incident. And so, yeah, definitely give more time for your journey reports from this morning, including friend Helen Bradley. Good morning, Helen. Saying that, yeah, she left, she was actually heading southbound Whistler to Squamish. Some snow on the way this morning with Star Wars snow beginning around Ansell Place northbound at 6 a.m. apparently, but that cleared up quite quickly. And yeah, no pooling water, but definitely some snow up on the northern reaches here of Highway 99 to be expected as well, especially on the Duffy Lake Road today. So look for slippery sections there. And although we'll see less traffic volume than the weekend, expect this morning to be busy with more people coming up for some more power on what will be hopefully a sleeper day, but definitely a locals kind of day. So as always, definitely take food and water and blankets in your vehicle to avoid frustration like those long waits yesterday, or, you know, hang around and go for a snack, support the local economy, and don't leave town until, much later. That volume, hey? Wow. So for valley weather today, it's actually -7 in the valley, hey? Yeah. Sunrise at 6:47 and sunset is at 6 p.m. And remember, the clocks go forward next Sunday. But we're looking for a high, much like yesterday, of 0 degrees in the valley. And with that incoming high pressure, a clearing tonight will bring us some cool temperatures. Yeah, without the cloud bank tonight, it'll be -9 overnight. Yeah, with a mainly sunny day tomorrow, giving us a high of 1 degree, but then a chilly -11 tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So yeah, expect it to be cold in the valley tonight. And you know what this means too in the valley? Oh yeah, we've had a return of cross-country skiing at Lost Lake. Yes, the Lost Lake trails are back open. I know a lot of people want to know that. And speaking of transit earlier, the BC Transit are going to be changing their new customer alert system. They're transitioning to it. That is underway. Yes. So for more instructions on how to register and navigate that system, you can head on over to BC Transit's website. I know. A lot of hitching going on the past few days. But maybe you'll be taking the bus into Whistler Village tonight for a library event. They have their advanced English group happening tonight at 5:30, but also their games night, with it being a Monday night. Yeah, 7:30 games night happening at the library today, with a couple events happening tomorrow too, actually, at the library. They have their Whistler Children's Chorus, a meeting at 4 p.m. tomorrow, along with Artist Island. They're doing some clay play. Yeah, it's 6 p.m. A workshop on storytelling through clay. Fun. That is tomorrow at the library. But also cracking today with it being a Monday. Yeah, like I said, the Lost Lake Nordic Trails are open again. Super exciting. There is Monday yoga at 2:15 at the Ordain Art Museum today. And I don't know who or if somebody is doing live music at the Dublin Gate today, but Après is happening with Merlin, with the Hair Farmers at Merlin's today from 3:30. Always super rowdy. Not as rowdy as Wednesdays, but yeah, that happening today for sure with live music at the Mallard Lounge too at the Fairmont from 3:30 and open mic night. That happened yesterday at the Crystal Lounge. And I believe something's happening at RMU today, but not sure what. But you know what happened yesterday? A couple people, five specifically, got into trouble out of bounds yesterday below Cape Col and Cheesecake, yeah, towards Kybers. But those five skiers, as much as the search and rescue team, including the North Shore, were trying to assist Whistler Search and Rescue in getting a bird ready, a helicopter. It couldn't fly last night. And the skiers were actually able to get back in bounds and picked up by a snowcat at 11:30 p.m. So great to hear. But yeah, just goes to show if you are in terrain like that, being prepared for cold temperatures right now, having snacks, all the layers you need, because yeah, getting in terrain like that can, you need to be able to self-rescue, you know? Spicy. I'm glad everybody's okay. And I'm glad that Ed's Bread got its fatigue mat back. Yeah, it was left outside on Saturday evening whilst they mopped and it disappeared. And Ed put a call out for it to be brought back, no questions asked, and it did. So that's super great to hear. Amazing. And speaking of search and rescue, I know that you probably follow Squamish Search and Rescue's Instagram along with, Pemby's. But yeah, they are talking about, of course, the recent heavy snowfall, heightened risk of avalanches, and the reports of that full burial, partial burials on Paul Ridge and Round Mountain. And but as they've put it, you've heard us say this before, but please exercise caution when venturing in the backcountry, even in familiar terrain. Absolutely. This is coming up. I wonder if I can swap my shift because I really do want to see Naughty Python's Flying Burlesque Circus on March 14th. That's coming up from the Geekenders via Arts Whistler. Yeah, on March 14th. And they've also got the Improv Center, a comedy night coming up on March 20th and March 23rd, live music from Sushil Sadare. I hope I've pronounced that right. Lots cracking at the Maury Young Arts Center via Arts Whistler. And lots cracking on the Whistleblower Instagram account, including how people are getting creative waiting for the bus, but also that line, look is left of Air Jordan. Nice. Yeah, always good seeing the waterfalls and Tiger's Terrace go off from Peak Chair. Hey, we'll be seeing more of that today, I think. Woohoo! But what else will we be seeing? Well, I hope you got to see it. I want to give a huge kudos and shout out to Mike Tyler and Bob Van Engelsdorp, along with Angela and Andrea Cooney for making such incredible immersive artwork for the Whistler Blackcomb Foundation TELUS Winter Classic. That gala event on Saturday night, unreal. Like that tornado, guys, you outdid yourself. That was incredible. Like incredible artwork. So much fun with live music with a great crowd at the Roundhouse. And oh my gosh, some amazing outfits. The ET one, I think, wins outfit of the day. Just saying. Yeah, so good. I just wanted to do that. Give a massive shout out to those creative folks. Mike Tyler Studios, Bob Van Engelsdorp. You guys are the bomb. And oh yeah, Ben Chandler. I was reading your report on the Singing Pass the other day. Caution Corner is apparently very spicy. Yes, like just a couple skis wide. So FYI on that. But the other creek crossings are good. There is a tree down in one spot. Thank you for that, Ben. Awesome. And speaking of awesome, a couple awesome people were born today. Yeah. Like Angie Faulty. Angie, happy birthday. I bet you have the day off and you're getting after it. Awesome. Including alumni Patrice Woida. Is it an alumni, an old Whistlerite? I'm gonna own that. And Brianna Charlie's birthday too. And I want to wish a happy belated again to Jojo Lewandowski. Yeah. Tessa Kennedy yesterday as well. Sarah Reed. You guys are awesome. And here are some awesome throwback facts for you from the awesome Stinkies on the Stroll. Did you know that 100 years ago today, the song Happy Birthday to You was published by Clayton Sunny? You're welcome. You do now. Or that ABBA released Waterloo. The first single from the second album on this day in 1974. Yeah. Frank Zappa's son Dweezil and his daughter Moon Unit formed a band called Fred Zeppelin, and their first single was My Mother is a Space Cadet on this day in 1982. Yep, things you didn't know you needed to know. You're welcome. And I'll give you your joke of the day, brought to you, of course, by Coast Mountain Brewing. And what with the traffic volume yesterday, this is a bit of a PSA, you know. I always keep my guitar in the car now. It's good for traffic jams. Yeah, you're welcome. The track of the day, well, from March's Pick and Mix playlist. March's Pick and Mix playlist, it needs some bulking out. I'm getting there. But opening track is from Jamie XX, new track from them. And you know what? The title is on point because this is what the skiing is right now. It's so good. Name of the track from Jamie XX. It is track of the day for you. And I am going to suit up and get after it. So, I'll see you up there. Let's go.
The Whistle Pulse podcast is here for you every weekday morning at 7:15-ish and is sponsored by Stinkies on the Stroll. Stroll on down for all your hunger, thirst, sporting and après needs.